Blog Talk Radio.
If you're feeling low, it's best to expose any thoughts of doubt. You gotta air it out. Awake. You greet another day with the choices that you make. Decide what you will leave, decide what you will take. Decisions are the key to release what you don't need. If you're gonna let it be, then you have to let it be. Be mindful not to keep the residue of anything that had you feeling weak. Like what was said versus what you think. Sometimes your own assumptions are the ways that make you sink. Feeling down, it can be an addiction. Getting up can be filled with hesitations. It takes determination, don't fall for the distractions. These attractions that are tugging on your soul, asking you to stay when you know you have to go. Know the things you know as your path is just your own. Lessons will be lessened if you listen to their fear. Hear your truth, keep it near, and then you just breathe.
You gotta let it go so you can grow.
Illusion, yeah. If your destiny's not blessed,
no, it's your time.
No matter who came before you, yeah. Don't let them weigh you down with, yeah, the pain of their past.
Shape your own mind.
It's irrelevant if relevance is measured by the elements without bearing a reference to your own kind, earthling. You may find that we're living in an era that can't be defined.
By those
who thought that this was the end.
By those
who thought that their enemies would win.
By those
who let paranoia turn them inside out.
Do you know what this life's all about?
Can you remember before anyone taught you to feel as if life, it was never gonna treat you better than the lesser? But that was in the prequel. What about now? You took it in, so let it out.
You gotta let it go so you can grow.
Lonely journey, but it's yours, it's your purpose. You may have to leave some things behind, and you may have to change your mind, and you can't bring everybody with you, but they'll be better off for having known you. So just breathe.
You gotta let it go so you can grow. You gotta let it go,
just
enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Peace and love, soul family, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Sisters Talk with Tiki on Enhancing Awareness Radio, where we feed your souls from every aspect. And family, we currently have two slots available on our platform right now, and those are Wednesdays and Saturdays. So if anybody is interested in joining our platform, you can contact any of the administrators at on our Facebook page at Enhancing Awareness Radio, or our website. I'm sorry, not our website. Our email at www.enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. So, family, today we're going to be speaking about maintaining a stress-free life. And to maintain a stress-free life is to have complete balance, to have a clear mind, to have a healthy body. So today we're going to speak about that, because I know for me, when I'm stressed, I can't sleep. Well, I don't get the proper rest. I don't eat properly. And it just weighs on me a lot. And I know I'm not the only one that happens with. So I really want to speak on that today and shed some awareness to my African family, because as Africans, as African people, we go through a lot of stresses. I mean, a lot of stresses that other people don't go through. Like, well, they may go through it, but not as much as we do. But such as hypertension, white racism, political stresses, spiritual stresses, so many stresses. But today what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a video by Dr. Layla Africa, and he's going to speak about these stresses, and he's going to speak about the what we need to do to eliminate these stresses, because what he says is that we need to create a nutritional foundation to help us eliminate these stresses and maintain a healthy stress-free life. So, and that's what I'm going to surround the whole conversation today. I'm going to surround that around Dr. Africa's video. So we're going to go into the video, and then once we listen to the video, we're going to play a song, and then I'm going to come back and touch on a lot of the things that Dr. Africa spoke about, some of the stresses, as well as the solutions to eliminating those stresses. So, family, we will go on now to play Dr. Africa's video. So we're going to play the video. Hopefully you all will take notes, because he's going to be speaking on a lot of things. He's going to give a lot of information that we really need. So take out your pens and paper, because I know I got mine ready. And we're going to listen to Dr. Africa.
Basically, overview is stress, hypertension, and another stressor called white racism. We have to find a way to nutritionally defend ourselves from stress and hypertension and white racism in order to be healthy. We know that historically our ancestors were under a lot of stress and hypertension and white racism during slavery, the Middle Passage, but they weren't dying from heart attacks or strokes or hypertension, because they came from a stronger nutritional foundation from where we come from today. So what we need to do is reestablish that nutritional foundation and some of the spirituality that they were using and thinking that they were using to combat or defend themselves from the white racism, hypertension, and the stress that was brought to them by the Europeans. I think it's tantamount or very important that if we're going to study a disease such as stress and hypertension and another disease called white racism, we have to know where it's coming from. We have to know the source of it. It's kind of hard to help someone find their way to your house if you don't know where they're coming from. You can't give them directions. So we have to know where this hypertension and stress and hyperactivity that our children go through and white racism that we all go through is coming from. We know historically that These diseases did not exist in our culture. They were brought to us by the Europeans, and that includes the Greeks and the Romans as well, and the Arabs. They were brought to our continent. They come from out of the Europeans, the Caucasians, or white people, as we sometimes call all of them. They come from a continent that was mostly robbed of nutritional value. And because of that robbery of nutritional value that was done during the Ice Age, such as selenium, some of the nutrients that the soil was stripped of due to the icebergs melting and washing away these nutrients, some of those minerals are selenium, phosphorus, iodine, zinc, copper. These are kind of trace minerals that are found in your diet that should be a part of your diet. And those minerals, when they're stripped from the soil, they cause a certain behavior and a certain nutritional status that leaves a person kind of in a weakened position. And this is where the Europeans were coming from, their kind of weak position. Nonetheless, because of the Ice Age, there was a shortage of food and a shortage of water and a shortage of knowledge. So they went from one area to another just foraging for food. And there was usually a famine or scarcity kind of condition where they either starved or ate. And so they had to develop a lot of techniques to feed themselves. So they were usually overfeed. They would stuff themselves. As we call it today, they would binge. They have a binging behavior where they eat a lot, and then they go on a diet, and they eat a lot, and they go on a diet. And those Africans who follow this European kind of behavior, they'll eat a lot, then they go on a diet. They'll eat a lot, and they go on a diet. Or they say, I eat the same amount of food. I don't know why I'm getting overweight. That's coming out of the European binge behavior where they eat and starve kind of thing. Now then, because of that behavior, they had to fatten up so they would get a pouch around their stomach to prepare themselves for the short springs and short fall and long winters. So during the short spring, they would fatten up so they'd have some fat to burn through the long winters that they lived through and did not live through. So they developed a whole lot of techniques of stealing food and hoarding food and hiding food and eating food in caves. So the lights were dark, so when they go to restaurants, they dim the lights and eat. All this comes out of their history. They're genetically still in the Ice Age, and they still have that Ice Age kind of behavior. That's to give an understanding of where they come from nutritionally and why they have this behavior of scarcity, why they pay farmers not to grow food so they can create a scarcity and inflate the price. They always have a scarcity of things, which you call the latest thing in style. They'll have everyone has the same type of clothes, so they'll create a scarcity, a new style, which is scarce, and no one has it, so everyone will buy this new item that's scarce. So they do this fashion, as you call it, based on scarcity. Whatever's abundant, they make something scarce, abundance and scarcity. That's the kind of rhythm they get into in their social conditioning. So when we follow them, we follow the same sort of rhythm. And this creates a lot of stress. To live in a condition where you are in scarcity and bountifulness, you're not sure of how long this food supply or how long your money will last or how long your security will last, so it creates a stressor on your system. So these are just subtle stresses that are always acting on your body at all times. And then, because of this social condition, we have this psychological condition that we call racism. And this racism tries to inferiorize you in all everything that you do. And this creates a lot of stress for African person to always have to deal with the Europeans and the racism which they'll subject you to, either subtly or overtly, through their hiring practices, through their grading systems in colleges and schools, through their IQ tests, all these forms of racism that subtly eat away your nutritional values that you try to keep in your system. They create stresses. Now then, that's the reason why we have to build some kind of defense in order to nutritionally sustain ourselves through this racism that we're constantly under in European society. Stress is a reaction. And like all reactions in the body, it's a defense reaction. This defense reaction put you into an adrenaline response, which you would call a serotonin type of behavior, which is energizing, which is rather serious, where you try to take fight or flight away from this stressor. So that's an adrenaline response. Adrenaline usually requires a pantothenic acid to generate it. But nonetheless, the pantothenic acid is something that's burnt out of your system because we're always under adrenaline response. Adrenaline gives you energy, quick energy, survival energy, but it doesn't last long. It burns and then it's gone. So you get a real tired feeling at the end of the day because you're burning a lot of adrenaline in reaction to the stress of white racism, which is never pointed out to you because we go under the assumption that what is wrong with white people is wrong with us. When they have hypertension, we look in their books under hypertension and we take their remedies for hypertension. And when we go to their doctors and they say you have hypertension or stress, they look up their remedies for hypertension and stress. And white racism is never found in the book. But white racism is a stressor that's put on African people all over the world, and we nutritionally have to do something about it. Now, the adrenaline response is a fight or flight kind of response. Either you get away from the stressor or you fight the stressor. But if you're fighting the stressor, pretty soon it will weaken your system. It's like a soldier in combat conditions. If you keep the soldier in combat constantly, pretty soon he will get battle fatigue. He will not have the energy or psychological ability to defend himself against this combat. And that's what we call combat fatigue. So the remedy for combat fatigue is to get the soldier out of combat, put him on some rest and recreation, which they call R&R, and then let him have that period of rest and recreation and then put him back in combat. Our combat is white racism. We are not taken out of that condition. So we suffer from white racism battle fatigue, the constant stressor that it puts on our system. So we require an extra amount of nutrition to defend ourselves against this condition. So when you go to a doctor, be it an allopathic doctor, which we call MDs, or a homeopathic doctor, or a herbal doctor, or any of the range of doctors in the health profession, even acupuncturists, they do not say you're an African person, you have an extra stressor on your system. White racism, we have to treat you for that as well as the other stresses that come at you from being in the social condition that you're in. Now then, so when you come to the professional, they should be looking for this as a part of your disease condition. The white racism causes, as I mentioned before, this adrenaline response. And adrenaline is a fight or flight kind of response, which is trying to defend your system. And staying in this condition too long drains your system. You're staying in it 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 450 years as a race under this condition of white racism, and it's draining your spirit, your mind, and your body. So all of these things have to replenish. As I mentioned before, the adrenaline just gives you a quick surge of energy, whereas the liver gives you a steady burn of energy. So the key is to get the energy in the liver because that's where you get that straight, steady, sustained amount of energy. So we have to nourish our liver, make sure it's cleansed with such herbs as milk thistle, or yellow dock, yarrow, comfrey, those kind of herbs, dandelion. They help replenish the liver. Lemon, fresh lemon juice, you squeeze that in a cup of water. Maybe put a drop of olive oil in it and drink it. That helps your liver. Helps get the energy and cleanse your liver because we have to use our liver to defend us against the stress and the toxins that are constantly coming at us, which are another stressor on your system. So we always go to the liver first to help us, and we go to our pineal gland because the pineal gland makes the melanin, which takes the impurities out of your body, which also sustains your spirituality and your thinking, as well as your mind, mood, and state of consciousness, anything that deals in cycles. The cycles of the water, the cycles of the moon, the cycles of the sun, the cycles of vegetation, the fall, winter, spring, the cycle of menstruation, the cycle of birth, the cycles. All of those cycles have to be in a steady state in order to keep you healthy. So we have to go to the pineal gland to help energize it, to help us defend ourselves against white racism and the other stresses in our society. So we will use herbs such as ginkgo, gota kola, to help get the nutrients to the brain. They cause a lot of blood perfusion to the brain. And we use those two herbs in combination, equal parts, along with another herb to help stimulate your glands, such as blessed thistle, sarsaparilla, danghua, licorice. These herbs help stimulate the glands, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland. So all of those herbs should be taken. Ginkgo, gotocola, sarsaparilla if you're a man, danghua if you're a woman, or black cohosh if you're a woman. Blessed thistle for either sex, false unicorn for either sex, in combination to help stimulate your pineal gland to defend you against the stressor of white racism, the stresses of hypertension, hyperactivity for children and adolescents. So what happens in a stressful condition? As I mentioned before, the adrenaline glands fire off because they are trying to defend you. And also, your digestive system shuts down because the digestive system is not needed when you're running from a crisis. If you're running from a crisis, you are not eating food. So the body says, I don't need the digestive system, so it shuts down the digestive system. The digestive system is where you get the nutrient absorption from. That's where you get the energy from. So under a stressful condition, your digestive system is shut down and no nutrients are being taken in. So the nutrients that you need to take you through the stress have to already be present. In order to have those nutrients already present, you have to have whole foods, because whole foods have the nutrients you need. Whole foods are whole rice, which you call brown rice. Whole foods are whole wheat flour, not bleached white flour. Whole foods are like for a natural sweetener, stevia powder, or the grain sweeteners such as rice or barley, but not white sugar, because that drains your system. That creates a stressor. It creates a nutritional condition the same as stress, because it robs your body of the nutrients you need to get through a stressful situation. White sugar will rob you of the B complex, pyridoxin. That's a B vitamin, which is sometimes called B6. It robs you of niacinamide or niacin, which is sometimes called B3. And these are nutrients that you need in a stressful situation. So they have to be replaced in the B vitamins. That's B3, B6, a B complex, a very good B complex, organic one, not the synthetic ones, because synthetics create a stressor. Aside from the B complex, we need vitamin D, because vitamin D sustains and fortifies your calcium. And calcium puts your body in motion, whereas magnesium takes your body out of motion. So when you don't have the calcium, which is robbed from your body by processed foods, which such as bleached white flour, which creates a lot of phosphate, along with the phosphate liquid syrups known as sodas, which robs your body of calcium. So when your body is robbed of calcium, it causes the blood vessels, the heart, the lungs, the brain, all the muscles to go into spasms. Most of the hypertension is caused by spasms. The muscles contract, and they're not able to relax. When you get a spasm in your bronchioles, you call it asthma. The spasm shuts down the food coming into the system, and it's not able to relax because you don't have the nutrients to cause it to relax. Because the nutrients that you need to cause your system to relax are found in the whole foods. And when you take the processed foods, which are high in phosphates, it causes your body to be robbed of magnesium. So it causes a mineral imbalance, and the body is constantly trying to fight for balance, and it doesn't have time to fight for against the stresses or the white racism or the hypertension or the hyperactivity. So what we're trying to do is create a nutritional foundation that can carry us through a stressful situation, the one that we've been under for 450 years known as white racism. So the body is robbed of the B complex, vitamin D, calcium. It sometimes just drains just very, very slowly, so you're not even aware of it, actually. For instance, when your body's robbed of calcium, the milk does this. Milk, when you cook it to this high temperature, which they call pasteurization, the calcium becomes too coarse to be metabolized in the system. So the body cannot do anything with the calcium, so the calcium just goes someplace. It can't break it down. It's too coarse. The calcium goes into the muscles. You call it rheumatism. It goes into your joints. You call it rheumatism. It goes into joints. Excuse me. They call it arthritis. And when it goes into the brain, they call it Alzheimer's. Because these calciums are free. They're not bonded. So the Europeans call them free radicals. These are free radicals which irritate the system. The body isn't able to break them down. There's another free radical that's taken into your system called hydrogenated oils. Those oils are heated up to over 212 degrees Fahrenheit or to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and they become like a trans fatty. That means they're too coarse to be metabolized, so they just large in cells, and the cells are not able to do anything with them, so the cells become heavy and sluggish, and it decreases the circulation. And it irritates the system because the body can't do anything with it. So we have another free radical, which is called a toxin, which is in layman's term or another term, it's just a liquid bowel movement floating in your system, the calcium and the hydrogenated fats, which are not edible. So we're trying to create a nutritional condition to take us through the stress, as they call it, which is a defense reaction of the body. There's nothing wrong with it. But in European science, when you have a stressful condition, they give you antihypertensive, you see, anti-anxiety, you see. And all of these things do, all they do is relax the muscles. A lot of good that's doing. It's not your muscles, it's your brain, it's your spirit, it's your nutritional foundation that's under a stressful condition. And it cannot relax the thing that is wrong. It only relaxes the part of your body that's reacting to it, the muscles. The muscles reacting to a stressful condition. So you give it anti-anxiety, antidepressant, antihypertensive, and all that does is relax the muscles. And in the process of relaxing the muscles, they relax the nerves. It's sort of like going at it backwards, a chain reaction coming backwards. But the hypertensive drugs in themselves increase the heart rate by 60%. This study was done by the United States government. They spent over $103 million on an over 13-year study to prove that these antihypertensives do not work. They increase the heart attack rate by 60%. I think the study was called the Multi-Risk Factor Intervention Trial. That's what it's called, MRFIT. Over $103 million was spent on the study. So when you're taking the antihypertensive medications, it increases your heart, your body's susceptibility to heart attack by 60%. It's safer not even to take them. That's what I'm trying to say. So there is no cure for this condition, first of all. If you go into the allopathic or orthodox medical kind of treatment, there is no cure for it. There are suppressive medications that are given for the condition, but there's no cure. The cure is giving the body a very strong foundation before the stress comes into you. And that's what the nutrients that I mentioned. They're making sure you take in the B-complex, the niacin, B6, getting your vitamin D, which helps to stabilize the calcium, staying away from those things that strip your body of the nutrients you need to defend your body, which we call processed food or junk food. That is the white sugar, the bleached white flour, fried foods, salt. These things strip the body of the nutrients it needs to sustain life, which is you. Now, the conditions of hypertension, we can take things to relax the body if it's just as you are not able to relax. Knowing that, as I mentioned before, in the battlefield conditions, you have to take the soldier out of this battlefield condition or he gets battlefield fatigue and is no longer functional. Except you cannot come out of the white racism condition. You cannot come out of the hypertensive condition. You cannot come out of the hyperactive activity condition, because that's what's confronted the child who's hyperactive or hyperexcitable in the diet of the Europeans and in the school system of the Europeans. That is a daily thing that goes with the racism. We can't not come out of our battlefield condition. Where are we going to go? To Africa. The condition is still there with the Europeans, with the French, with the Germans, the Dutch, and all those people in South Africa, West Africa, East Africa, the Arabs. The condition is all over the continent. But we have to go back home nutritionally to those foods that got Queen Hatshepsut and Zinger and Potep, Mututu, and all our heroes and forefathers and ancestors of the past, those things that got them through these stressing conditions of dealing with the Europeans, because we're here in America, not the first Africans to deal with the Europeans in a stressful condition. Our ancestors dealt with them in East Africa with the Arabs. Nzinga dealt with them, Queen Nzinga, excuse me. Mututu dealt with them. The Makuria dealt with them. We're not the first to deal with this, but we're the first in history to be raised on fast foods and junk foods, as they call them. There's no other group to have gone through this before in history. How to survive this junk food diet, nutrition to defend yourself. We can take things for the hypertension. We can. We can relax the system with herbs such as valerian, catnip, chamomile. We can relax the system. Those herbs and chamomile, those nice, calmative, relaxing herbs to take, to drink, to get the tension out of the muscles and vessels, which causes the spasms in the muscles to occur. You get spasms in your digestive tract, and it causes colitis because it's shutting down the mucus you need to be produced by the digestive tract so you won't get ulcers. But when it's constantly in a spasm condition, which is a hypertensive or hyperexcitability or hyperactive or racism reaction, it becomes spasm and shuts down the flow of mucus in your digestive tract. So you have a mucus deficiency, and that causes the ulcers. And it's related. It's all related. When you have the hypertension in the lungs, you call it asthma. When you have it in your stomach, you call it ulcers or colitis. When you have it in your brain, you call it a headache or migraine. The muscles in your skull tighten up, and it causes a headache. The muscles in the back of your neck, which is the most vulnerable position in the human body, just at the back of the neck, just below your skull, is the most vulnerable position. That's where the muscles are milking the cerebral spinal fluid and causing it to go up to the brain and back down again, and then the muscles spasm, and you're not getting the right cerebral spinal fluid flow, which is another rhythm. We're getting into these diseases of rhythmicity, which is melanin-dominated. So we know we have this melanin shortage. The melanin cannot provide us with the nutrients we need because we're going into spasms. So we can take relaxing herbs such as chamomile, catnip, as I mentioned before, valerian, chamomile, and these help our bodies to get in a relaxed position. And once we get relaxed, we have to get the nutrients to the system. So we get the nutrients to the system with a whole food, very Afrocentric kind of diet. A diet that's not processed. A diet that does not say the only good food is the white food, such as white sugar, white flour, white salt. Europeans thought that salt was very valuable. That's where the word salary comes from, because they paid each other with salt. And the word salary comes from salt. So it was in high esteem in their civilization long ago. Nonetheless, this condition of hypertension and stress is not something that you cannot conquer. It's not something to run away from. It's something that's pointing to a problem that we have to focus on. Because wherever you go, you cannot go away from the racism, because we should be focusing on it for our own survival. We cannot define ourselves nutritionally by European standards. That is one of our oppressions, to use their standards to define our condition of health. We go into a hospital, for instance, and they want to find out what is the correct normal level for nutrients in your system. So they do a pool of all the blood of the patients in the hospital and see how much magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, zinc they have. And from that pool of blood, they establish the normal level of nutrients that belongs in a person's body. They took it from sick people, so the standard is sick. So when you copy that standard, you become sick. We know that the blood is made in the bones, but it's made elsewhere in the body. But to establish that kind of condition, the Europeans simply, they killed a rat and saw that the blood was coming out of its bones, so they say all the blood is made in the bones, but all the blood is not made in the bones in other sciences, in African science, in Chinese science. Blood is made in the spleen as well. The spleen stores blood, the pancreas. Other organs make blood. It's not the heavy, coarser kind that's easily measurable, such as the bones. But blood is made in other systems of the body. So when you use the European standard, it narrows your focus on your own health. And it narrows the range of nutrients you take into your body, because you're only copying their range of nutrients. And we need a larger range of nutrients because we come from a larger range of nutrients. Realizing that the Europeans are used to what is called a mono diet, one or two types of food. They are a meat and potato civilization. Everything is a religion of meat and potatoes. And potatoes and tomatoes and peppers and eggplant are known as nightshades in the plant family. And nightshades strip the body of extra calcium. That's why you peel a potato, because most of the nightshade is under the skin. So it strips the body of the calcium you need to stimulate your muscles to work with the magnesium, so it puts you in a stressful condition just by eating their nightshades. The nightshades are really necessary if you're on a diet of cow's milk, because that diet, the dairies, add extra amount of calcium into your system. So you take the nightshades to get the extra amount of calcium out of your system. So they're complementary, working quite well together if you're on that dairy diet. But as you know, dairy, cow's milk, is mucus forming to African people. And over 70% of us worldwide cannot digest calcium, but we force it in our system. And that causes mucus congestion, which according to its location, if it's, the mucus impaction is up here, we call it sinuses. And if it's down here, we call it lungs. And if it's in the blood, we call it bumps. According to the location, the Europeans name things. It's still mucus congestion. Mucus is another romantic kind of word for liquid bowel movement. It's floating all over your body. It comes from their diet, which is very meat and potato kind of orientated. A lot of starches, because they were trying to fatten up for the long winter and their short summers and short falls. Seasonal, I'm talking about. So we have ways to defend ourselves. We just simply have to utilize them and get back to this whole food diet, which is a very simple diet to follow, and get back to a wider range of foods, not just meat and potatoes, but avocados, persimmons, strawberries, pears, peaches, okra, the squashes, yellow squash, peanut squash, acorn squash, a wide range of colors, a wide range of foods to eat. So we won't have such a narrow nutritional range. And the foods I named inadvertently feed the melanin, and it helps produce something that's called melatonin, which is also cyclical. It's circadian. It's a 24-hour clock for this, the melanin and the serotonin. That's cyclical. That helps reaffirm our cycle, because each color has a time during the day when it's dominant. Red is not a dominant color all day, neither is purple. The colors go in cycles, so the melanin makes colors in cycles to keep this whole cycle of harmony going in our system, which is very musical. The colors make notes. They are musical. They coincide to notes on the piano. Each color has a musical kind of tone to it. Each color has a certain rhythm. So we have all this rhythm going on with us, all this music going on with us, but we have a wider range of food. But when you narrow that range, you narrow the body's ability to function. You narrow the mind's ability to function, and you narrow your spirituality. This is caused by this meat and potato kind of orientation, where meat is mostly a religion. People eat it because of religious reasons, not for nutritional reasons, and they defend it for religious or superstition reasons. But there's no nutritional reason to eat it. It's very toxic, especially red meat. And fish has the tapeworms in it, which is the most deadly type of worms to have in your body. They kill more people than the worms and pigs, we call pork, swine. So it's a very toxic kind of diet in the first place, this meat and potato kind of religion that we, superstitions that we're following, which we call the affluent diet. I think that's the word, affluent. It's very destructive. But nonetheless, this hypertension and white racism and stress go along with this diet, goes along with this lifestyle. So the diet has to be changed first and foremost. And when you change the diet, you don't really eat that much because you're breathing properly. You have two kind of ways to get nutrients in your body, by breathing and by eating. And when you don't breathe deeply, you're not getting enough energy, so you have to eat more food. The Europeans are left-minded, so they breathe shallow. So they're not getting enough energy from the air, so they have to eat more food. African people are right-minded, and right-minded people breathe deeper, so they get more energy from the air, so therefore they don't have to eat as much food. The European table is always in pictures set in a banquet form with food all over it. And then you see ancient pictures of American Indians sitting down to eat and Africans sitting down to eat, and you see this little bit of food on the table, and you wonder why. Most of it was just decorations on the tables, and very little food was on there because we didn't consume that much food because we breathe deeper. And the Europeans breathe shallow, so they had to eat more food. And then they come out of this starvation kind of, famine and starve kind of mentality. And then they come out of nutrient drain. Then they come out of inferiority complex, obsessive compulsive behavior known as white racism. And so that is the reason why they behave that way. And then we get with them and we start imitating what they do nutritionally. And that's what produces the stress and tension. Copying their behavior. That's what produces it. If you're European, you're going to always be under stress and hypertension because of the fallen position of imagined superiority and imagined inferiority of other people, which is known as psychosis. So let's get back to some of those nutrients. I mentioned the B complex. I mentioned the herbs. I didn't mention the vitamin C, which is needed for a stressful condition. Vitamin C, you need selenium also, which is drained from the soil, so you need selenium. And magnesium is also needed. Magnesium is the one that is drained from the system, causes the woman to lose her mother instinct. And the research is done with Europeans. When they don't have enough magnesium, they very easily can give that child to another woman, a black woman or a cow, to nurse it. That goes when the magnesium goes. So we need to get back to the whole foods because they have plenty of magnesium in them, and it sustains that mother instinct, and it keeps the right cycle going on within the mammalian glands, the glands that produce milk. See, when an African woman takes cow's milk, she has gland cancer or breast cancer. The same thing that she's drinking causes the same condition. Breast cancer is high amongst people that drink cow's milk because of the selenium. We have a high amount of selenium in natural mother's milk where cows do not, and it causes that condition. In countries where they have a high amount of selenium, they have the least amount of breast cancer. So we just get into these kind of nutrient drains to cause the hypertension, which is a defense reaction of the body saying, do something to feed me properly. So our way to protect ourselves, as I repeat it over and over again, is get back to the roots, get back to that sound diet. That diet is not with a whole lot of confusion where you're cooking everything. Every 80% of what you eat is cooked. When you're doing all this cooking, you kill the enzymes. So when you kill the enzymes, you don't have the hormones to stimulate your pineal gland because the hormones of fruits are the enzymes. And these enzymes work in a chain reaction. You're constantly eating enzymes or stimulated things that put things in motion, and therefore you're getting a lot of motion in your pineal gland, creating a sound condition. Yeah. This sound nutritional foundation may seem a little bit overemphasizing the point, but it goes in a chain reaction. If you clog up anything that happens to, say, the arteries, no matter where they are, happens all over the body. If you have hardening of the arteries, you have hardening of the arteries of the brain, and you have hardening of the arteries that supply the blood to the body, that nourish the body. And if you have spasms in the muscles, you have spasms in the muscles all over the body because the same nutrients that are needed to relax the muscles and put them in motion are needed in all the muscles all over the body. So the same condition happens to the muscles of the heart, the muscles in the prostate, the muscles in the vagina, the muscles at the neck. Anything that happens anywhere in the body happens all over the body. It's not a separate kind of entity. Sort of like a hologram. Each part is part of the whole. So when you have this kind of a degenerate kind of sick diet, it adds fuel to this hypertensive condition or racism condition, which are all healthy reactions to a crisis. It is normal for the body to want to defend itself, and to stop it from defending itself is wrong. What we have to do is to provide the right foundation, nutritional foundation for that kind of help that you need. And that's why I mentioned the milk. That's causing your body to be robbed of the calcium it needs, the selenium, the phosphates, the magnesium, the zinc. That's why it's very harmful, along with the hydrogenated fats, as I mentioned, oils, which is just large in the body and sit around and collect impurities that stick to them. The mucus sticks to them and builds up, and therefore the bacteria and virus has something to feed off and grow, and it makes your body fertile for sickness, for illness. Because we are not like our ancestors. They were coming from a state of health and then were subject to disease. So all they were was going from health to disease and back to health. Whereas what we're doing today is we're going from disease to disease to disease to disease. And we call the state of vertical disease health, and the state of horizontal disease, where we're lying in the bed, disease. It's just a mindset. And it's a game that is played by the Europeans to not let us know that we have a means to combat the condition that we're in. We can nutritionally get out of this predicament. With the supplements, as I mentioned, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the vitamin E, as well as something called primrose oil, evening primrose oil, or black currant oil. And very vital to African people is yam extract, to take that daily or weekly as a supplement to help nourish your body and make it more defensible for these stressors that it's constantly subjected to. So we have the evening primrose oil, the black currant oil. We have the vitamin E, that's another oil, and vitamin D, that's another oil. And we have lecithin, which helps break down these oil substances in the body, along with the yam extract, which is good for digestion as well as for sickle cell anemia, which helps you a lot pace, which is another enzyme which you would get from fruits. That's why a person with diabetes can't eat fruits, because it has an enzymatic reaction in it. It helps stimulate your glands all over your body, those are the hormones of the fruits. So we can take those supplements to help defend our body against stresses. Stresses are something that require balancing and not suppressing with the muscle relaxers, the anti-anxiety, the antidepressants. All they do is cover up the problem. They do not solve the problem. And they create another problem, as I mentioned before, with the hypertensive medication. They increase the heart attack rate by 60%. We want to get to the core of the problem. We want to nutritionally put you in a condition where you're in sound shape to be a holistically healthy African person, not one that's crippled and hampered by European so-called medicine and so-called diet, which is not a health diet in the first place. It is a diet for high profit, high money yield, not for high profit yield, not for high nutritional yield, I mean. So we have to be a little more mindful of this thing and mindful of our route to defend ourselves against white racism, against hypertension, stress, which can be nutritionally defended against by going on a whole food diet, as I mentioned before, and getting away from this fried kind of diet with all these oils, which are usually hydrogenated. Most of the oil we take in anyway is mostly chemical. You shouldn't be able to see through oil if it's in a bottle. All the trace minerals and nutrients in the oil would make it cloudy. It would make it brownish in color. And when you can see through it, the oil has been filtered and all the nutrients have been taken out. So by taking the oils in the system, this nice, clear oil is in the bottle, you're robbing your body of nutrients again, which puts your body in a hypertensive status, which causes adrenaline to fire off, which causes an energy burn, which causes another cycle of high energy, low energy, high energy, low energy, simply by being in a racist condition. And then when you take the diet, which gives you an energy spurge of sugar from refined carbohydrates and white sugar, which raises your energy level up and then drops it down, so you're going into this cycle, up and down. Now, there's a hypoglycemic reaction. Then you're going up and down, known as an adrenaline reaction, so you're unstable. You're unstable nutritionally, and you're in no condition to defend yourself against white racism, hypertension, hyperactivity, and hyperexcitability, because you're going up and down. You have no way to defend yourself, and this is known. We know that this is chemicals, and it's a chemical reaction, and we know that the only way to control you is to make you addicted. And the only way to make you addicted is to put you in a malnutrition state. That's how alcohol works. Alcohol causes a drain in your system when you drink it. It drains your body of the B complex. It drains your body of the oil-soluble nutrients, A, D, E, and K. So you're not stabilizing your calcium with the vitamin D. And you're not getting enough air into your system because you're not deep breathing. And you're not getting enough nutrients in your body by stimulating your pineal gland and pituitary gland through your eyes. So you're in a holistically imbalanced state. So when you take the alcohol, it drains your body of all these nutrients and puts you in addictive mode, addictive state. The only way to addict you is to make you malnourished. The alcohol malnourishes you. Cocaine malnourishes you. Nicotine malnourishes you. Caffeine malnourishes you. White racism malnourishes you. Tension malnourishes you because it tightens up the muscles and doesn't allow the blood nutrients to get to your system. So all of these conditions are very addicting because they malnourish you. And when you are malnourished, you're very easy to control, manipulate, like a puppet on a string. You become a nutritional Uncle Tom, as I would call it, someone who's very easily manipulated. If I can manipulate you nutritionally, I can manipulate your thoughts. And if I can manipulate your thoughts, I can control your spirit. And if I can control your spirit, I am superior and you are inferior, which is the condition that the Europeans want to create, superiority and inferiority, which amounts to white racism. So we are subjected to it socially, politically, educationally, spiritually, and nutritionally. And I'm saying we have the control right within our powers of a knife, fork, and spoon to nutritionally defend ourselves against hypertension, stress, and white racism. This is self-defense. This is you controlling the means of production. This is you going against the food empire with a knife, fork, and spoon. This is you becoming a revolutionary. You have to go into motion. This is not something you can read about, like you can read about the greatness of Africa in a book and say, oh, this is wonderful. Computers come from Africa. Computer science comes from Africa. The truncated pyramid, the truncated circle, calculus comes from Africa. And you read these books about our glorious empire, and you stimulate your mind and you feel good. But this revolution, you can participate in with just picking up a fork and a spoon consciously. And that's why it is the largest revolution to go against the Hershey Chocolate Company. It's a tremendous thing to do. To go against the dairy company is a tremendous thing to do. Because all of them are mixed into what is called a military industrial complex, which is geared to control and manipulate people. So I'm trying to say that we can defend ourselves. Aside from those vitamins and minerals I mentioned, we have the amino acids, the cysteine, the tryptophan, the carnitine, which is good for the heart, the methionine. We have arginine, which is amino acid, which helps replenish the thymus gland, get it in active use for you, defend you against antibiotics and impurities. The thymus gland, arginine is good for that. Pantothenic acid is good for the adrenals. Carnitine is good for breaking down fat and feeding your system so you won't have this high incident of heart attacks that occur every Monday morning. For the whole week, we are abused in the workforce under this stressful European racism. And then we say thank God for Friday so we can get away from this racism. And then we abuse ourselves by overeating, going into this binge and starvation behavior, which is European. Or then we go to their movies, look at television, and subject ourselves to more racism, which causes boredom. According to the study by the National Institute of Mental Health, television and videos create boredom. And boredom is the absence of control by Europeans. When we are left to control ourselves, we become bored. When they control us, they say, oh, I can't find nothing to do, I'm off work. That is an addiction. Where if you're not controlled by the Europeans, you become bored. Say, oh, I'm glad to be back to work. So people say, thank God it's Friday, and then they subject themselves to more of this tension and stress through racism, through other entertainment means, and then they overstuff themselves, and then Monday morning when they put their body back in action, they start breaking down all this fat and oil, and it goes directly to the heart. Too much on the heart to take at one time, and therefore we have a high incident of heart attacks on Monday morning, and stress and headaches on Monday morning because of this dumping of toxins that we have eaten over the weekend, which we do all this eating because we orally try to pacify ourselves with food against the tension and stress and white racism over the weekend. So we say, thanks God, it's Friday. On Monday, we thank God for the funeral home because that's where we're going. because of the diet itself is suppressing. This has been a brief overview of stress, white racism, and hypertension, and a way to defend ourselves against it by a strong nutritional foundation. We have to include white racism as an additional stressor for the African all over the world. We know it exists. We have a history of it. Slavery is verified proof that white racism exists. We have South Africa. We have voting. We have education, the Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. We have all this documentation to say that we are under distress, and yet we do nothing about it. It was time for us to do something about the stress of white racism nutritionally. And that's what I was trying to present to you as another option to be holistic healthy as an African person. I thank you.
Everybody.